2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, you might know him as one of the most popular professional dancers on Strictly Come Dancing. His brilliant choreography and partnerships with the likes of John Waite, Annabelle Croft, Ellie Taylor have made him a firm favourite on the show. And now, you can come and see him perform in the amazing musical Kinky Boots, which is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Good morning, Johannes Radebe. How are you today? Janice. Oh, there you are. Thank God. Our phone lines are working. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're here.
I'm here, my darling.
You're here.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. I am fantastic. And how are you, love?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. We're all incredibly excited because we'll finally get to see you here in the flesh because you are going to be in Kinky Boots. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Kinky Boots? What is it all about and who are you going to play?
Okay. Kinky Boots is a beautiful story of a young man whose name is Charlie Price, and he inherits his father's dwindling factory. It's dying down, and he just happens to meet a like of Lola, who is a drag queen up in London, who might have a solution to saving the factory, actually.
Okay.
So, you know, the show explores their relationship with their fathers, the failed, the love, the disappointments, and the show is absolutely beautiful because of its message, which is accept people for who they are. And we need that message more than ever now, isn't it, Laura?
Yeah, that is for sure. Now, the role of Lola was famously played by Billy Porter. Did you see his performance or any of the other previous stars of the show? And actually, more importantly, how did you bring your own interpretation to the role?
You know what? I've been a fan of the show for a long time. So you can imagine, musical theatre, I've always shied away from it. And I've always loved Billy from a distance.
Yeah.
But when I got the opportunity to actually audition for it, I was like, oh, Johannes, imposter syndrome kicked in.
Okay.
And because I didn't know, you know, the singing, the acting, but I did for 2 years build that. And when I tell you, I had to announce that I'm Lola to myself first before I could do it to the world, because those are big boots to fill, Laura.
And I'm big boots for sure.
They're big, you know what I mean? But listen, I've had the most incredible time saying yes to this journey because musical theatre is so beautiful. The fact that the live audience, there's nothing that beats a live audience, and people walking out of a theatre with a smile on their faces, that gives me joy.
I mean, that's what it's all about. And the fact that you get to see that actually happening right in front of you is probably just so magical. But you did say in a recent interview that you're living your best life on the stage in this musical. Is this where you feel you're meant to be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you know what? I was questioning why did it take so long? But I'm so grateful that it came at this time in my life when I was looking for something new, when I was wanting to dare myself. And I can't tell you, when I say I'm surrounded by a phenomenal cast of people, of which I wouldn't be this wonderful Lola if it wasn't for them. But it is fun. It's family. Yeah. And it's nothing like I have a support that I've never experienced in all my dancing career. And I say that, and I really mean it, because, you know, dancing is quite competitive and my world is quite good. There's always an element of winning. No, here, everybody is together to tell a story, and it's beautiful.
Was that strange to walk into? Because you're right, like, the dance world before you even got onto Strictly it's competitive. You're always competing with someone. It's maybe you and your dance partner, and then going onto the show, it's you and your celeb, and then, you know, it's just you guys together. And then now you're coming into a big group where everybody has to succeed for this to be successful.
So, Laura, when I tell you that it has restored my faith in humanity. The connections I've made, the friends, I cackle, I go out for coffees in the morning. My life has changed, and for the better.
Yeah.
So I owe this whole experience and this world of musical theatre my gratitude, because wow. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's all you need to say. You know, one word, just wow, this is it. You obviously do not have to work on your dancing. You are quite skilled in that department. But you did have to put a bit of work into your singing, Johannes.
I did, my darling, you know, because like we said, Matt Henry, Billy Porter, you know, those are big names, you know, and I wanted to honor it. I didn't want to come in and be classed as that celebrity casting. I hated that.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, Johannes, do right, because there's people that are in the wings waiting for this opportunity. So I had to come correct.
Okay. And how do you feel about it now?
I love singing. I love singing. I love acting. I love it all. I think this Laura, this is what I was saying. I said, I've been missing out. And that's what singing has done for me. It has given me another outlet of expression. I can't tell you, to be able to use your voice is the most powerful thing.
Yeah, but when you're actually able to use your voice as well. Not everybody is.
Darling, like I said, it took 2 years. Throughout Strictly, I went for my singing lessons. Every Sunday when I was choreographing, I went for my singing lessons in the morning without fail.
Okay.
Even with the gays, I didn't feel like it. Yeah. My agent would call me up and say, you better get up and go.
Get your ass in there right now. I know you were trying to say that politely.
Oh my God, you know what I mean? But honestly, I and it has paid off.
Yeah,
in the most beautiful way. And more than that, tell me.
And I know that you're saying as well, you know, that you're living your best life and that it's where you've meant to be. But like, obviously, it's just come at the right time, too, because you put the work in to get here, that you're ready to deliver this role of Lola.
Absolutely. Preparation is key, good people. Young kids, listen to this advice. Preparation is key. An opportunity will meet you when you are prepared and you will soar.
Yeah.
When I tell you that, tell me, my darling. Sorry, I'm talking too much.
No, you're not in the slightest. You've got so many accolades that we have got so much to actually ask you about. And I'm like jumping at the bit trying to ask you another question. But I want to talk about your memoir, because in 2023, you wrote your memoir called JoJo Finally Home. For anyone who doesn't know, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, you know what? I wanted to highlight the goodness in people, my people, my tribe. And I wanted to say to the African child that it is okay to dream and your life matters.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote that book. I wrote it because I realized that there is a lack of role models within my community. Back home in South Africa, I'm talking about. When I did it, I didn't think that it was going to have so much reach, honestly. And when the story came to me, I was like, I'm too young to be writing an autobiography. You know? And my agent was like, no, Johannes, but, you know, you will be helping other people and giving them, you know, an opportunity to see themselves reflected and say that you also can dream and make your dreams come true. I can't tell you when I say that it has given me the greatest joy that the book has been adapted into a film.
Yeah, so that's what I actually wanted to ask you about next, is it's been adapted into a film. Like, how does that feel?
It is. Well, you can imagine, I wake up every morning and I pinch myself, the fact that it's in development as we speak. And like I said, Laura, I didn't do it for myself. I wrote it to actually say thank you to my people who have contributed to Johannes's success, so to speak, because I couldn't have gotten there if it wasn't for the, and I always say this, people have opened their homes, fed me, clothed me, so that I can be where I am today. So it took a fabulous, fabulous tribe.
I know. It is such an inspiring story. Do you get to go home often at all? Do you think that it has changed since your childhood? And like, do you hope that there's a little bit more acceptance now, Johannes?
Oh, my darling, when I tell you that I'm the face that have changed it.
Yeah.
And it humbles me every single day. And not to even speak about how far and wide it has reached. I'm talking about my immediate family. I am in such a good place with my family. I can talk about anything that is happening in my life, including my boyfriends that I don't know, with my family, and be open about where I am in the world. And I can't tell you how being, you know, moving to the United Kingdom finally, and how all of this has honestly just opened doors for me, has made people feel a lot better about where they are with their families, and, you know, in terms of their sexuality and everything. When I tell you that I've got young women and men in South Africa that are living their lives authentically and openly, and just because they have been with their parents been watching Strictly Come Dancing, yes. John and John. It's the, you know, all those moves have sparked conversation in homes, and it's the most beautiful thing. I'm just, Laura, sometimes I'm like, I didn't ask to be a role model, but
here
it has
you are.
Turned out that I am to some people. And you know what? I don't take that lightly, but I am just so grateful that through something like dance and television and media, we are able to make a world a better place.
I know. And like, I know you, it doesn't matter how successful you are. If things are in turmoil with your family, it kind of doesn't even make it worthwhile.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's amazing that you know, it's all well-rounded. I mentioned throughout the whole show this morning and at the very beginning of chatting to you that you are such a fan favourite on Strictly Come Dancing. I did the Irish version of Strictly Come Dancing, and I know how much work goes into it. It is incredibly hard. You will have to mind yourself, and you do have to mind yourselves in terms of doing a stage show on top of a season of Strictly, but you must have been in your best mental health to maintain all of this.
It's very important. It's very important. But I've also built a support structure around me.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that I don't go a day without calling my mom, and that includes her checking up on me whether I've eaten. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? But it's just important because, like I said, I sometimes fail, Laura. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I have my days. But when that happens, I always say my advice is call the people that can pour into you and nurture you.
Yeah.
Because life is meant to make, you know, it's good when you share with other people and people that love you. And there is people that will listen.
Yeah. And obviously as well, if you're, you know, in a tough spot at all and if you're struggling with your health, you know, it's great to have people around you that you can go, I'm actually not doing okay today.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Because that's what Strictly is. I mean, I tell you, if you know, and that is why they have the support structure they have on the show.
Yeah.
Because it can be quite an uphill.
It's intense.
It's intense. And people don't get it.
No, it's 7 days a week. It's for like a big chunk of the year. You put everything into it and you can never let up because you obviously want to go further and you want to win and you want to put on your best performance. But I suppose the new season or the new series of Strictly preparations must be getting underway, especially for the professional show dances, are they?
You know what? I finish in Dublin, which is I'm absolutely looking forward to.
Yes.
Because it's party central. And when I tell you the people are joyous, I can't wait. I finish in Dublin and I go straight into the prep, which is...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mid-July. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going
to
be
Laura, you can... Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I've done. But I do know that this has been different and it's nice to get back to dancing again.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And like, obviously, you've been there since 2019. So you obviously still love it if you're willing to not only do the stage performance of Kinky Boots, but then go leave the stage in the Borgat and go straight into rehearsals.
And let me tell you something. I said to them, they can't get rid of me now.
No, they can't.
And listen.
Not that they would want to.
No, you know what? You say that, because you never know. Every year you have to wait for that phone call. But I said to them, listen, if I get off, I'll be backstage. Yeah. I will be a part of this show somehow.
I am here whether you like it or
not. Like it or not, because it's a sparkling world and I can never live without it. I don't know what was my life without it before.
Johannes, you've put such a smile on my face for our chat for the last 10 minutes. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us this morning. I cannot wait. Where do I begin? I cannot wait to see your movie. I cannot wait for the new season of Strictly and I cannot wait to see you in Kinky Boots at the Borgat Energy Theatre in Dublin from July 15th to 19th. It is so exciting.
Oh, my darling, thank you so much for your time, Laura. Oh, it's been wonderful.
No problem. Now, I think you need to go and take a lie down because you've got so much coming up that you're going to have to take a rest where you can. Johannes, it was such a delight to talk to you this morning. We'll chat to you later.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.